for your dentist, Chris.
Hey, Chris, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How can I help you?
Good, good. I just wanted to call actually and follow up here real quick. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. I was actually based off some good borrowing history you had there a few years back. It was filed as a corp service, so it was probably some working capital or something like that you guys had taken out. But it looks like we were able to get you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base and see if there was any plans for growth there for the company in the near future we could help out with.
Yeah, there's some potential there. Can you send me an email again so that I can get brought up to speed here on that?
Yeah, the offer we had sent was direct mail, so it may or may not have hit your desk, but we can I can send it to you, send a copy email. It's actually much easier that way. What's a good email there for you, Chris?
C-H-R-I-S, Chris at Esprit, okay. E-S-P-R-I-T,
okay.
dental.com.
Okay. Yeah, I can shoot that over there for you. It'll summarize the offer. It'll have my contact information in there as well. What was it you guys were maybe looking to do?
Just looking at, maybe some equipment, working capital kind of stuff. So, yeah, interested in looking at what you have to offer.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, you guys were pre-approved there on both programs. That's kind of our bread and butter here at Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you were looking to do, we can get you usually approved in right around 24 hours and funded in 48.
Okay.
So if you were looking to make these moves here in the next few weeks, we can definitely at least get you approved and see what we can do for you. Once you're in the system, the offers will be good for 90 days. So you kind of at least have a good idea of what you're working with and what kind of purchasing power you'll have in the back pocket. Was it like some milling equipment you were looking at or like 3D printing? Or?
Well, we're launching some dental implant centers, and so it could be some dental equipment, stuff like that.
I got you. Did you have a ballpark there on what that was going to run you?
It could be around 200.
Around 200K? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely in the realm of what we could do. As far as the capital side goes, what were you guys looking to use that for? Was it some projects or inventory or something like that?
Marketing.
Some marketing there for you? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely
some website build out and everything.
Okay.
So we're going to be opening about 300 to 400 dental implant centers.
Oh wow!
And so we manufacture the implants and then they put them in for us. So
I see. Have you guys done
a big program?
Yeah. Have you done any marketing in the past before? Is this kind of your first time rolling that out?
No. We've done marketing before, and we want to basically it won't be. It's not going to be a Esprit Dental Corp. It'll be a Esprit Dental Implant Centers, which is a division. Will be a division of Esprit Dental.
I see.
But so we're actually launching a patient site, and then we're marketing directly to the patients via social media and Google stuff like that.
Yeah. So, wow.
Wanting to. Kind of broaden our horizons there a little bit. So
definitely. Did you have a figure there on the capital side you might need to get that going?
Like I was saying, around 200 probably for the whole thing. So I'm not quite sure how to break that down. I just want to see what we can get approved for and kind of go from there.
Yeah, definitely. And the good news too is if you get approved on both sides, it won't overlap on the total there. So what you can get financed on the equipment will be completely separate from the capital, which will actually just free up some more movement on both sides there for you, which will actually benefit you and us at the same time. It'll actually keep the two separate. And, it'll allow you to actually get approved probably for much better programs. Did you have a ballpark of when you were looking to bring this on? Was it like in the next few weeks or a month or two? Or
this month, September.
Oh, okay. I was going to say hopefully not August because we've got a few more hours. We better get this moving quick then.
So anyway, send that over to me and I'll take a look and then let's go from there.
Yeah, I'll shoot that over. As far as the application process goes, it's just a simple one-page application, your most recent tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you get that over, I can usually get you an answer And right around 24 hours from underwriting, what you're going to be approved for, both on the programs and the rates. And then, like I said, once you are approved and in the system, it's good for 90 days. So you'll kind of know what you're working with. And if it makes sense for the business and you guys feel you can make a profit on it and get the marketing on all that equipment rolling, we can proceed from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
No worries, Chris. When might be a good day to follow up with you then, if I don't hear back from you?
Mid next week.
Mid next week. Okay. I'll maybe give it till Wednesday or Thursday, get back from Labor Day.
Yeah.
And if any questions or anything like that does come up, you can email me, and my direct contact will be in the email as well there for you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll be in touch, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye.
No worries.
All right.
Bye.